The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The spray from the waters of Cape Cod blowing in the wind was covering the men in this small boat. They were looking more and more like ice men as the spray quickly turned to ice as it hit their beards and clothing. The snow was becoming blinding. The wind was picking up now, making any sight of land impossible. Not only was it looking like they wouldn't be able to find a place to build their houses today, they were beginning to fear this might be their last day on earth. This storm was such a rage, they began to pray in desperation that they could find any safe harbor. Suddenly, as if God had intervened, the wind died enough for one of them to see what he thought was a shoreline. They struggled desperately with the waves and the elements, and with great difficulty finally made land. They had no clue where they were, though, for in weeks of looking around Cape Cod for a place to settle their families, they had never been here before. They were really afraid because their guns had gotten wet and would not fire. They'd already encountered the Indians in this area, and they'd proven to be enemies instead of friends. The men prayed and prayed for the storm to stop and for God to protect them. The next morning, the sky had cleared, and the men found they were on an island in what is now Plymouth Bay. The storm had blown them through the narrow entrance of the bay, just as if God had planned it so. Indeed, they would come to believe He had. For as they looked across the bay to the mainland, they could see what would become their home. The land was gently sloping, good for farming, with four freshwater springs. The top of the hill was perfect for defense against unfriendly neighbors, and the harbor was deep enough for ships bigger than the Mayflower to anchor. Indeed, they believed God had prepared and preserved this spot for them. But they didn't know the half of it. 4 months later, they would hear the story from the sole survivor of an Indian tribe that had lived on this land, but it all died of a mysterious plague some 4 years before. Squanto by name, this Indian would become what these pilgrims would call God's providential helper to them. They came to believe God had preserved him from this plague by allowing him to be captured and sold as a slave, but then it helped him escape and eventually make his way back to America. Squanto had returned to his homeland only 6 months before the pilgrims had arrived. Though half their number had already died that winter, God would begin to preserve them now through Squanto's knowledge of this wilderness. He taught them how to fish in these waters, how to stalk the deer, and most of all, how to plant and harvest corn. In turn, they did an even greater thing for him. They introduced him to Jesus Christ, and Squanto yielded to Jesus as his Lord. When a year and a half later Squanto died, he told them he was looking forward to going to the heaven the Bible spoke of. Why did God preserve the pilgrims in this wilderness? Because they were committed to him and his purpose. They had come here to, as they said, propagate the gospel in those remote parts of the world. They wanted to teach their children and neighbors that Jesus Christ had come to restore them to the purpose for which He had created them. And the Bible teaches that if we will seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things we need to live on will be provided. It was certainly true with these pilgrims. Don't you have much you ought to thank God for also? Or, if you're finding it difficult to thank Him, could it be you're not seeking first His kingdom and His right way of living? Shouldn't you yield your life to Him right now, joining your pilgrim forefathers in their deep commitment to Jesus Christ? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.